those ways because of employee benefits here and private client stuff that I pick up mostly from referral logo.
Right.
And really, I ought to say to Chris, look, let's move the employee benefits stuff over. He's going to consider maybe even splitting the business into two halves.
Right.
Because otherwise it becomes, you become too diverse. Your efforts get pushed towards what comes immediate now, which
yes.
is the benefits, rather than focusing on the private client, which for me is a lot more enjoyable.
Right.
A lot more fun. And
yes.
More rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have a heart to heart on that and I'll see what I can do to get him to move that way.
Okay.
The business that way. Because at the moment we're both doing both. I'm not certain that's.
Yeah.
That's a clever move. Long run.
Yes. So do you think he's shifting or?
No, I think I've got to try and say to him, listen, why don't you think about splitting the business in half?
Right.
Now that he's going through the marketing bit and what have you.
Yes.
Making some decisions on where he's going.
Well, yeah, what's happening about marketing? I kind of was on the edge of all that.
Yeah, we had a meeting with Martin. In fact, we had interviews with four.
Right.
Abby, Martin. Company called Space 01,
right.
who are quite large in
yeah.
Guildford, do a lot for Scottish Widows,
yes.
for Royal London, but also do the IFA smaller business
right.
as well. They're quite happy with the 20 grand
spend yes.
compared to 200 grand spend that you'll get from a big organisation. And Inspired, which was the company, the one I sent you,
yeah.
breakdown
yes.
that we're going to do. So. And Chris, in the end, felt that Abby kind of more or less articulated our problems back to us.
Yeah.
In terms of where we are and what we need. And
yes.
Understood
yeah.
our issues, having worked with businesses in both private client and employee benefits.
Yeah.
And he made a decision to go with her.
Sure. Yeah. yeah, she's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but as you said, she's very busy and, you know.
Yeah, she is.
Be a
yeah,
time,
thank you.
A time thing.
Sorry. Drinks with lunch. Did you just want Sorry. Water? Drinks with lunch. Did you just want water?
Just water is fine. Thank you.
But we enjoyed meeting Martin. I think once he's up to speed with the IFA business,
yeah.
I think he'll be exceptional.
Yes.
Really
yeah.
Just at the moment, he's still got that learning curve.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
To go
yeah.
through, just to understand our business a little bit.
More. Yes.
Because with our meeting with him, I suspect probably the first half of it. We didn't really get.
Sure.
So he was telling us all about some of the communication stuff.
Yeah.
He had some wonderful referrals and done some great stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't till in the last thing that we could see what he'd done for
us. Yes.
That it really related to
Sure,
us.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
still felt he's got a little bit more to go.
Yeah.
For. But once
yeah.
he hits that, which will be fairly soon,
Sure.
he'll be pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice guy. That's his name.
Yeah, that's where I feel he is. He's just really started working with us.
Yeah.
And having to get used to the mindset of the IFA business.
Which is
20 years in it, I'm still getting the mindset of the IFA. Huh? Do we really think like this?
yeah. It's still. They really think that? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They probably cannot believe that we're so
strong. Yeah, and we have you know, stand-up arguments. It's great. So you can't do that. And, oh, for goodness sake, what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Because they just don't think like that. It's just not how they're taught to think.
We don't get it. That's the trouble.
No.
He's the bright guy. We're not. And that's the point. We have to get it.
Yes.
We get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he'd be really easy to work with. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's also... and because you know I have Peter Lisney,
yeah,
and I'm using Peter for more tactical work because he's brilliant at that. I mean, he's gone into one of my clients and setting up a really good fee calculator.
Excellent.
Really sophisticated back stuff.
Yeah.
Look up tables. It's all, but the client doesn't see any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just how much you got? Right, here's the fee. Blimey, how do you know that? Well, I've got this huge calculator behind here on this spreadsheet, and he created that. It took him about 10 hours sitting in one of my client's offices, one of them in a circle, until he cracked it, but he cracked it, and I thought, that is good. And so he's great at that tactical stuff, you know, helping to design brochures, and he's also a great marketeer, but he can also sell, whereas Martin's very strategic. Very strategic.
Yes.
So,
yes.
yeah, using them in different ways.
Rural, within
good.
Martin only a matter of a year or something or 6 months?
No, Martin, Peter Lisney, I've been working with for about 2 years now. Martin, really, we've only really worked together for about 3 months.
Oh, okay.
So I've known him, and he's kind of been there. He's been there in the background, and he's been party to meetings with me and Andrew to kind of understand it, and he's been listening to me waffling on about what I want to do and shaking his head and thinking, oh, this guy know anything. So he's been very patient, but really we've started, we started engaging about September, October, and properly, as opposed to just dancing around each other. And then it really started happening in January this year, where he said, you know, even if it flops on its face, we've got to put something to the IFP and create a programme just for the IFP. So let's just take a risk. So we put together this 4-workshop programme on marketing for the IFP, and they've just passed it, giving it 42 CPD points. So that's his idea. That's he pushed that. It may work, it may not. But so he's very strategic, and he's now talking to UBS and, you know, FNC, and to say, come on, sponsor us. So, and he's talking to the press now. So the FT called him and said, who's this guy, Dave Scarlett? What's he got to say? So he's dealing with all that stuff. So, yeah, absolutely, brilliant. I'm learning slowly my own stuff, you know.
So yeah, we've kind of gone with Abby, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
And in fairness to Chris, he pushed his budget up to do it.
Okay.
So you know he's committed. Because in school.
Good.
She was able to show us some stuff, as you know, that she did with Robin, and she did for another firm that's not dissimilar to our slightly big, but there was a lot of employee benefits in Edinburgh. That was actually quite good. Both mark, not just but brand, web design,
yes,
and a lot.
Yes.
But where we are is brand and website.
That's
the most fundamental.
Oh, that's good.
Things like service value propositions, we've already got those.
I think that shift of mindset in getting engaged with marketing will be good for him, and hopefully good for the business in then making him think in different ways with you. Yeah, so that will be good.
And it is the more service orientated.
Sorry?
A bit less transactional and a bit more.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, you make notes, but you're not.
All right. Okay, folks, we need to get cracking. I knew I had a job somewhere doing stapling. I've got these grandiose plans, Hilary.
That's right. And they'll say, you know, this is
stapling is about my level.
We didn't put any address.
I have a dream somewhere amongst all that. Good. Mark, is any volume coming through that thing at all? Does it make any difference whatsoever?
No.
Is that weird? Okay.
It crackled. You did something.
It does crackle. Way. Okay. Well, crackles is great. That's all it. But that's all it does. It just crackles. Really weird.
Connection somewhere, Dave.
Yeah, I have.
And I think that's the thing is with you,
that's
not with this.
That's what my life's all about, those connections. Is that right? Okay. Good.
Is that better?
Yeah, I amended it. But the circumstances are changing. All right. We turn to page 13, and then we'll go on to your taking this conceptual stuff and start making it more practical and driving it into the business. I just want to give you an example before we move on. This is I've just been talking with Paul about the team that I'm developing around me after 2 years of talking about it, finally getting there, which is so exciting for me. So my team is, so I've been demoted, which is probably what I deserve. So I founded this little thingy. So we now have Andrew, who is responsible for all strategy, the Advisor Gym, and the Soul Millionaire Limited. Can I just have a show of hands who's actually read The Soul Millionaire, the book? Yeah, okay. Right, so eventually I'm going to have to make sure that all of you have a copy of The Soul Millionaire so that you know what on earth we're talking about. Sorry?
It's just next to the E-Myth book.
You know, is that right?
Neither
is that right?
Yeah, you give me a copy.
Yes, yes.
Like a few
Yeah, and we don't do either of them, do we? You know? Don't do anything about other. So The Soul Millionaire, a book, what I wrote. So anyone to say. So Andrew's responsible for strategy for the Advisor Gym and the Soul Millionaire. And then there's me, and I'm now relegated to Programs Director. Programs. And I'll explain later on what programs actually mean. Largely coaching programs. So I don't do consultancy, one-on-one consultancy. I may have one discovery meeting with you, but that would be it for one-on-one consultancy. I do programs. There's Martin and Peter. So these are the consultants rather than the support staff. And both of these are marketing consultants. And they're kind of working regionally at the moment. North and South, which is pretty complex. And Martin tends to work on big picture strategy. And Peter's a great tactician in marketing, but they're both got marketing degrees and economy degrees and been there and done that. And I'm just really excited that they bother to work with me. It's great. And the only reason is because I have a dream. Because I'm just a tiny business. They're working with much bigger organisations than me, but in the small organisations they're working with, they work with me and they're part of my team. And I have call on them to do anything I want for my clients. So they will make sure that all the marketing spins off into web design and brochure design and branding and strategy and tactics driven down into sales and all that kind of stuff. So for example, who's missing in the Inner Circle team today, Craig?
Nicola.
Nicola Downs?
James.
And?
James Cheatham. Robbie?
He's off marketing at the moment. Okay, and there's Richard Stocks. Yeah. Nicola and Richard have been with me for about three and a half years now. And they're off program. They're now onto projects, consultancy projects with Martin and Peter and Andrew. And they'll come back onto program whenever they want to come back onto program. So different things going on here. That's the team. And my job is to be the entrepreneur in that team and help drive the dream and the storytelling. Andrew's the thinker and the leader, and I'm the dreamer and storyteller, and Andrew is too. And we have days together where we just 15 hours. You know this next generation IFA business? It took us 15 hours to think of that word. 15 hours to just come up with that silly idea. Three reasonably intelligent men sitting there 15 hours to think of that one concept. But on this page here is what it means right now. This is what we feel. This is our dream. The next generation IFA business is designed with a clear intent to create a demonstrable difference in clients' lives. Demonstrable. You've got to be able to show that you've made a difference in clients' lives. It's not designed to make money. It's not designed to provide a lifestyle for you. It's designed with the clear intent to make a demonstrable difference in your clients' lives. That's what a next generation IFA business, in our terms. A next generation IFA business will free the advisor to fulfill their fascinating capacity, not as a financial planner, but as an entrepreneur. Free you to do that which you are best at. which eventually will be a brilliant, fascinating entrepreneur running a fabulous financial planning or whatever it is business you want to run, is driven by a defined purpose, meaning, intent, which goes beyond profit, which transcends profit. Got to make a profit anyway. That's the fiscal responsibility of a leader. But it's driven by more than that. Constantly challenges the status quo in the industry. Not constantly fights the FSA, constantly challenges the status quo in the industry, which might cause you to make enemies amongst your peer group, because they won't like what you've got to say. Because what the status quo is, it's got to change, is what you're saying. You'll always challenge whatever exists and say, this could be better. And you will make enemies doing that. For you'll also have people who will follow you to a future that's much better than it is today. That's what a next generation IFA business does. Okay, and your responsibility is on page 14. I want you to sit down for help each other with this. Privately sit down for 5 minutes and see how many of those questions you can answer coherently, and then discuss it with each other for 10. Chairman, you are responsible for making sure that nobody dominates the airspace, okay? Sure. So sit down and quietly work out, how do I coach and lead clients? How do I coach clients? What's that mean? What am I coaching them in? And how do I lead them and not just tell them about financial planning? What's this culture I've created? Do I actually have a culture? What does it mean to have a culture? What's the purpose of my business? You've already started answering this. Do we have any value system in our business at all? Here's the test. If I walked in, Nick, to your business down near Bristol Way and shut you in a room so you couldn't talk to your team, and individually, one by one, asked your team, tell me about the value system in this business. What do you stand for and what's the purpose of the business? The test is, could they tell me individually, coherently? Do you have a culture at all? Do you have an ethos? Do you have a value system? What do they come into work for, your team or your outsourced people, apart from money? I've seen some businesses where people will come to work for nothing. When I was recruiting graduates last year, I had two graduates who said, I'll come to work with you for 6 months for nothing. They already had a job, because I want to be part of this. Okay, have a bash, 15 minutes. Privately, 5, then discuss it, 10. And Hilary, this is answering your question, who is the leader? Should it be me or... And I'm suggesting, actually, it starts with you. This is stuff you can't outsource. You can bring help in, but you can't outsource it. Inner Circle clients, you, most of you have been on the transformational first meeting workshop, yes? You know how to coach. So your responsibility with your team is, if they haven't answered anything, then coach them through it so that they could answer it. So what could it be? So your job is to coach on this table.
It may not be.
Well, you need to actually help you understand it.
Yeah.
What kind of a workshop is this?
That's
fine.
I don't really get it. What are you getting at with the purpose?
Okay.
The business of the...
Okay, that's a good question. So, you're the leader.
Yeah.
So, your responsibility, number three, is to define the purpose of your business and all that, and all that it does, not what you do, but it does.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the issues we're noticing here then is that these two have got huge businesses.
Well, hardly huge.
No, this is massive. And I'm just me and Jeanette.
Yes, that's right. I'm assuming, the assumption I'm making, sorry David to interrupt you, is that all of your micro business, you may not be, you may have 3 directors and 10 staff, or that's still a very small business. So a micro business is typically 1 person and 1 or 2 support people. That's a micro business. Okay, small business typically in any industry is anything up to about 50 people. That's a small business, okay? You may think it's big, but actually...
No, it's not. My joke.
Yes. So most of us... So I'm a kind of micro business trying to pretend that they're small, okay?
But I'm a solo business, really.
You're a solopreneur, as they call it. Yeah. Is that grand? Isn't that grand? Yeah. Stupid phrase. But anyway, solopreneur, otherwise known as a micro business. That's just how business works.
Of course, it changes the context of... It's going to be people I outsource to, isn't it, rather than...
Yes. Well, you see, I used to just outsource to these three, okay, and now they're within the business. They're really part of the team. But they still had to buy into my vision. They still had to understand, what's your value system here? Do I actually want to work with that value system as one of your outsource team? Does that really suck as a value system? Is that what you're here for? I met with an IFA, just to give you an idea, David. And he's a very clever guy, and I thought, I like this guy, he's kind of clever, he's kind of punchy with it, he's on the edge, he's kind of edgy, got great ideas. And I asked him, so what are you doing this for? He said, well, I want 5 houses. 5. I want 5 houses, well, one over here, one over here. I said, yeah, but what are you doing this for? Yeah, that's what I want, 5 houses. I want to retire and have 5 houses. He says, is that it? Yeah, and then I'll be happy. I don't think so. If you're not happy now, you won't be happy with 5 houses. And I just said at the end, I really can't add value to your business, because I thought, I don't want to work with this guy. If that's his purpose of life, to me that sucks. That to me is just a dead-end purpose. No client could get excited about the fact that you want 5 houses. Whoa! It's you. So, what's the purpose of the business? That could excite somebody, Hilary. Yeah, excite the client and the team. At the end of the day, we're going to move into marketing workshops. We've got 4 of them lined up for you. You've got to be able to excite somebody. So why not have something exciting that would attract clients?
I was going to put the purpose of this business. That's the piece of gold. That's one of the things. That's why clients say, what do you do now? They say, I want to see you. Six out of me. And of course,